It's not a cartoon. It's anime.
Yo, I love this intro, yo.
It feels good every time.
Every time. It's like, so good. Shout out to Tony V, man. Tony V did his thing on that intro, man. Everybody, welcome to another episode of Hanimation.
Yes.
Ooh, yes. I'm your host, Keenan Baker. We got Rob here.
Hey, everybody.
We got Ice back in the building.
Back.
Again.
Again.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah.
I feel like
Ice is here.
Keep like, the streak alive.
Keep the streak alive.
I feel like Ludacris back for the very first time.
Yeah. And ho-ass Brennan is being a hoe.
He's just gone.
He's gone.
Ball-headed hoe.
Ball-headed scallywag.
Ball-headed scallywag, no hair in the back.
Yeah.
He'll get back to all of us about this.
I'm sure he will.
He listens to every one of these.
Yeah, and he always texts us, you fucking assholes. Love Brennan, man. Shout out to Brennan. Yeah, we're about to finish up... Kill la Kill, the last few episodes, eight episodes, right?
The last eight,
yes.
This shit, woo.
Yeah.
This gets intense in more ways than one.
Yes.
I was told that the weirdness would go down this week, and it did not.
You know what's funny? I forgot about,
yeah.
So, because I haven't watched it in a few years. I forgot about some of the weirdness.
Uh huh.
And when we got back to it, I cringed.
Yeah.
We'll get into that, but yeah, let's knock it out. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah. So, actually, last week I didn't mention we kind of talked about the cliffhanger it ends on that, you know, Ryoko had just found out what the life fibers were there to do and how they had helped humans evolve. But it ends with her saying, you know, I'm not going to wear Senketsu. I'm not going to make him kill his own kind.
Right.
Which at that point, the Mohawk guy says, oh, that's fine. Then I'll kill you both.
Yeah.
You either help us out or, you know. But I kind of got the impression that was kind of a false cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Which it was, because they immediately come back and resolve it.
Like, yeah, very early on.
Yeah.
It's just like within the first 5 minutes, they're just like, all right, yeah, I guess I'll put him on. Mm. But they did... reveal that why the Mohawk guy doesn't like life fibers. It turns out that his sister had been the assistant to Ryoko's dad,
yeah.
And they had been doing experiments with life fibers, and she had made herself. She had volunteered to be the test subject.
He didn't want. He was like,
yeah, he had warned her against it.
Yeah,
and it ended up killing her, which is why he says, you know, we can't trust life fibers. They can't be used even as a weapon. Kind of like in the Lord of the Rings or whatever, when they're just like, we can't use it. It's too powerful.
Right.
Yeah. It'll corrupt you. Yeah. You know.
How mad are you supposed to be at this if your sister said, I'm going to do this?
Yeah.
This was her choice.
Yeah. Right. You made the choice.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you.
I mean, it's still going to be some.
It's a little bit of animosity, but I'm saying, like, you know, at a certain point, be like, all right. This bitch ruined her own life.
Yeah. She knew what was at stake.
Yeah.
The secret was out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the same thing with, like, people in the military and stuff. It's like, you know, they come back and, you know, you get that, you know, that knock at the door and telling you that your son or daughter is dead. And it's like, fuck, like.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't be mad at them. Well, with the military might be a little bit different because there's so much secrecy that they don't tell even some of the soldiers, but sometimes what they're fighting for and even like what they're fighting for later on is some bullshit or whatever the case may be. That's a deeper thing. But in a sense, it is kind of like, yeah, you know, like I'm not saying it's okay to be sad over death. It's not, mourning is different. I'm not saying that, but I'm not going to be necessarily heated at life fibers.
Right.
Right.
Because she was like, yo, I'm going to do this. I'm gonna be like, yo, I might be mad at her more at least at the beginning. Like, yo, why did you do this to yourself?
Right.
Yeah, if anything.
You work with dangerous animals. Don't be surprised when you get bit. You
right. Know? Especially if you're a snake trauma or those dudes that be in the cages with the tigers and stuff.
Right.
Like, I hate tigers now.
Yeah.
Nah, bruh.
I love Frosted Flakes.
Tiger was...
exactly.
Tiger's always going to be a tiger.
Yeah.
So they do resolve that. Ryoko says, fine, I'll wear Senketsu. Senketsu is just, hey, Ryoko, this is what we got to do to save the entire human race. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, let's do this. She says, fine. Meanwhile... Satsuki, Lady Satsuki, she is celebrating the fact that they've united the entire country under the Hanoji Academy name, and they're going to celebrate this whole thing and give a celebration for her mother, Ragio, what's her last name?
I forgot to say the last name.
Oh, God. It's Lady Sasuke. Kiryuin. It's something like that. So, Rego, Ragio Kiryuin, they're going to...
A.K.A. Freaky Ass Bitch.
Freaky ass Bitch. Yeah. Yes. That weird mom. Mother of the Year.
Yeah.
So, they're going to throw her a big party at the Hinoji Academy stadium that's named after her, just as a, you know, basically a tribute to everything she's done and Revix and their company and all that.
You know what Revix, I realize, is just covers backwards. I didn't realize that.
Oh,
the
my
first
God.
Time.
Oh, wow.
Shit.
I didn't even realize that.
Just now.
You said it's covers second. Backwards?
Yeah, it covers, which is the, you know, the.
I thought it had a K in it. No, right?
Uh-uh. No. It just covers backwards. And covers are the, you know.
Yep. Yep, I didn't even think of that until
this
just
is
now.
So,
holy
now
shit.
I'm upset at myself
yeah,
for being
right?
so
I was watching
stupid.
It and I was reading. I'm like, what? Why does that look familiar? And then I was like,
I was like,
writing it down. I'm like, this shit is a cover backwards, bro.
Oh, my God. I was like, is this supposed to be Reebok?
That's like, what I thought. I was like, oh, they're taking the shots at Reebok out here. Maybe this is a Nike-sponsored
who knew? That's hilarious. As they're getting that all organized over with Satsuki and the Elite Four, back at Nudist Beach, they're mobilizing the few people they have left because they know that this is going to be the last experiment where the Kiryuins reveal their grand scheme of the aliens, the life fibers, being able to take over humanity and using them as their food and fuel.
The covers.
And bringing in the covers and revealing that whole thing. So to prevent that, they all run to the stadium. In the stadium is literally all the students, all their parents. Irigamaguri had this whole speech where he's like, everybody's got to show up.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny because Mako's parents show up and are just like, hey, where's my daughter?
You're right.
Yeah.
And her dad actually gave him like the serious animation face.
Yeah.
I think it was only when he was saying like, is it going to be
yeah,
catered?
Yeah, like two questions.
Yeah. Yeah.
First, is my daughter alive?
Yeah. Second.
Will it be catered?
Yeah. I need this food, this real food. And they made them wear all, everybody wears like clothes. So
yeah,
clothes.
They gave them clothes.
They gave them all clothes, yeah.
It was a sports academy something. Like, yeah, that's what it's called.
The, celebration.
Yeah, celebration or something.
Some sort of deal.
So
they're having this sports celebration, and basically as soon as... Satsuke's mom shows up. They have this whole... She kind of has this... In The Wizard of Oz, when the Good Witch shows up, like the bubble or the piece of light comes in.
Oh, yeah.
It just felt very
reminiscent
of that to me.
Yeah.
So she shows up, and there's all this color and light, and she shows up and announces... She lays all the cards out on the table.
Yeah.
That, you know, basically humans are... food and fuel for these clothes and that she's starting it all now, and the clothes immediately start spinning around and enveloping all of them. The only one that isn't is Mako's brother because he sold his clothes
smart kid
and painted on the suit.
Being a quote unquote street rat
yep definitely
benefited him this time.
Yeah, hustler.
Yeah,
it paid off.
Hustler
in these streets.
So he's sitting there as everybody gets cocooned up, and Ryoko and the Nudist Beach guys, they're jumping over the wall trying to get into the stadium to stop this whole thing, and they throw it down, and just as they're about to get into it, that's when you know, hashtag top 10 anime betrayals, Lady Satsuke just runs through her mom with her sword.
Yo.
And like picks her up off the fucking ground with that
gangsta
shit.
Gangsta
shit.
Yeah. You want to talk about a twist that I'm sure nobody was expecting coming if you're just the first time watching this anime?
Yeah.
Like, your jaw will drop.
That was definitely a surprise.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely thought that there was something was going on with Sasuke, but I didn't think that this was her goal.
Yeah. It wasn't like, yo, mom, I'm turning against you. She was like, bitch, right in the back, sword through, like all the way through that bitch.
And
no
conversation.
She had
it planned out, too.
Yeah.
Like, this wasn't no spur of the moment thing. Like, she's been working on that, and they talk about it, you know, a little bit later on when she's, you know.
Yeah. Well, this is why, I think Sasuke starts to become kind of my favorite character, even though I do kind of like wild card people like Ryoko. She's very intelligent.
Yeah, she's
throughout
calculated.
This whole anime.
Oh, yeah. She's got the whole thing.
She's super calculated.
Everything's planned from the bottom. Everything that we're going to talk about that's happening later, she's already planned for all this shit. Like, she's very, very smart, man.
Yeah, I think there are a few flaws in the plan we'll get to later.
Yeah.
But, I mean, overall, for as big as it was, give it an 8. 9 out of 10 as far as the master plan.
Rob's not too impressed.
I got notes. You know, that's all I'm saying. I got some notes on this plan. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. So They so she reveals that, you know, she's been against her mom from the start, that the Elite Four is with her, yeah. and they immediately turn all their blades on everybody. She says, you know, Hinoji Academy is me raising an army to defy you,
yeah.
to fight against these life fibers.
Yeah.
That you, my dad has been turned me against you from the start.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they reveal that, you know, she had been experimented on since she was about like 2 or 3 years old.
Yeah.
They've been trying to integrate her with life fibers. It didn't really work. Yeah. So they had another child that was a baby.
And it just started from the beginning with her.
Right away.
Yeah.
And the baby couldn't handle it and died. And to hear Sasuke tell it, the mother took the baby and threw it away.
Yeah, she just dropped him.
Rina's got a baby ass.
Yeah. It was like that Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory. Yeah. When it went to bad egg and she just fell right through.
Just jumping babies in a trash can. This bitch is, let me tell you something. Everything about Susky's mom right now, man, I want to, like, she needs her ass whooped.
She does.
Super whooped.
Like,
I was happy when she put that sword in there. I was like, yeah, get that old nasty bitch.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
So at that point, it seems like everything's going well for the good guys. The cocoons get released.
Yeah.
The Elite Four are on the attack. She has her army mobilized. It looks like her mom is kind of struggling right now.
Yeah.
But she's got a few cards up her sleeve as well.
Yeah.
And she reveals that, you know, this. All right, I'm surprised, but it's not like I don't have a plan of my own.
Right. Yeah.
And she is able to use the life fibers to then tie up all of the brains of all of the One Star Goku.
Yeah, mind-stitching.
Mind-stitching, that was it. And brainwashes all of them to then become her soldiers.
Yeah, zombies pretty much,
Much. And as this is revealed, Iragamaguri's just like, all right, like, Mako, start getting people out of here. We got to get this evacuation going.
Of all people, Mako.
Yeah.
He puts her in charge. Probably
he really likes, I like their relationship.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier before the podcast started. Yeah.
It is a fun relationship. It makes sense. They're very much opposites, but I still, even with that, he puts a lot of faith in her. I probably wouldn't have put that much faith.
Not getting to
put
her out of here? No, absolutely not.
Not in charge
of the evacuation. Somebody else.
Exactly.
Yeah. Work together. So while that evacuation is going on, there's a huge fight that starts. Mm. Ryoko and Satsuki are kind of fighting back to back at first because Nui shows up. Because obviously the ban on her being at the school doesn't count anymore because everything's being tossed up in the air.
Yeah.
Nui starts taking on the Elite Four who have their, you know, their new Goku uniforms.
Yeah.
Nerd dude's suit is trash.
It's so bad. I forgot to mention that last week. I was like, everybody's new suits are dope, but he just looks
like
so
a
stupid.
Polygon, mocap.
It's no
bullshit.
Good.
Yeah. It was trash.
It's no good. And so they're getting worked by her. She spreads out her clones again, and it's all they can handle. Mm. Meanwhile, the mom, the freaky pervy mom, says, "All right, well, let me try this mind stitching on Ryoko," and turns Ryoko against Satsuke for a little while, and. They're having a good fight, and then but Mako takes a break from doing all of the
getting people out
and gives her this, you know, another one of her famous prep speeches, her
love
whole
those.
Thing she's got to build her up, and then Ryoko just uses her like bangs to cut the fiber. It was weird.
It was
like a copy paste in like Photoshop, just sort of like spins it around and cuts all the fibers.
A little bit of lazy writing, but yeah.
And then she cuts it herself. She just wheels herself out of it.
Yeah.
And so they team up again, and they're fighting the mom, and Satsuki cuts the mom's head off.
Yeah.
Clean off.
That was another gangster move.
Yeah.
By Satsuki. Like she's the gangster boo.
Yeah,
of this whole thing.
Absolutely.
You know who Gangsta Boo the rapper is? Yeah,
3-6 Mafia.
Yeah, she's the Gangsta Boo of this shit.
With her braids, she just comes with freaking braids straight to the back.
Straight to the back.
Yeah.
But it's not enough, unfortunately, because the mother is, she's not even human anymore.
Yeah.
You know, she's mostly life fibers.
She was talking with her head off.
Yeah.
She was. It was fucking weird.
Yeah.
And so one little strand of life fiber somehow doesn't get cut. I don't know how.
Right.
But it doesn't. And while that one strand is there, it allows her to stay alive.
But what it is, her sword can't cut all the life fibers.
Not all at once.
Yeah, you can't cut it all at once. So it's going to always be some type of life fiber there, at least with her sword doing the cutting. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And at that point, the mother takes Satsuke's sword and breaks it in two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, that's the end of that shit.
Yeah.
This is twice, bitch. You just stabbed me in the back. You done cut my head off. I'm tired of this shit.
Fool me once.
Yeah. I don't care if I can stitch myself. This shit hurts.
Yeah.
It's like the Men in Black. We get your head blown off. It's like, damn shit. Yeah.
So while that's going on, Ryoko is fighting Nui, who obviously holds the grudge because Nui killed her father.
Right.
And Nui, at this point, is kind of on her heels.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Ryoko is definitely catching her off guard. And she's just like, you know, how are you doing this? Mm. You're not supposed to be that strong. And that's sort of when the mother makes a connection in her head. It is just like, oh, I think I know who this is.
Right.
Yeah.
Kind of discards Satsuki, just blasts her away, tells her that she's not using Junkets.
Grabs her, took her suit off and
rubbed her in her rubbed her right on her vagina, took her suit back, and then blew her away.
You gonna pussy rub?
Yeah. Donald trumped her.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah.
Grabbed her.
Donald trumped her.
And left her in her drawers.
And nobody said shit. Maybe because she's a woman. But
maybe.
That's some bullshit, man. How you going to just do the pussy grab and then blow and then suit blows right off? Yeah, okay.
At least the dude didn't go all the way. I mean, which is just pretty damn all the way. But like,
yeah.
Just imagine this whole show and it's like instead of a mom, it was her dad. And they just flipped everything. Like
The show wouldn't have made it.
Yeah.
No, the show, it wouldn't have been a show.
Yeah. No, I think even Japanese people would have been like, you wildin' now.
Yeah,
you doing,
I think Japan is cool with the men being pervy, as in looking and maybe slapping or looking at a butt. But they're not gonna. At least from what I know that I've seen, I don't think they're gonna at least go with the whole just fingering their own daughter. That's crazy.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
So Satsuki's out of the fight at this point.
Yeah. At least for now.
For a quick sec. She's lost her Kamui, and. Her mother is now focused in on Ryoko, and so she grabs Ryoko and cuts her right open, basically reaches right into her chest and pulls her heart out, Indiana Jones style, shows her heart to her, which is pretty crazy.
Character was that?
What's that?
It was a Mortal Kombat character that used to do that shit.
Oh, yeah. What was it?
Kano? Was it Kano? I forgot who it was.
Kano. Because
Shang Tsung? Was it Shang Tsung?
He took your soul. Kano did grab it, and then he, burned it.
He did something. Yeah,
somebody
did
it.
Took her heart out, dog. Yeah.
And showed it to her.
Yeah. if somebody took your heart out, I'm not even... you going to look at it like, yo, I'm like, well, yo. Wait.
Put that back.
Yeah, put it back. Please. That's my fucking heart.
Yeah.
You didn't pull my intestines out or my liver. I mean, you could die with that too, but shit, my heart?
Yeah. And much to her surprise, it's not even a normal heart. It's got life fibers all over it.
Yeah. And it's huge, too. It's a huge-ass heart.
It's a big heart.
Yeah.
That's when she tells her, she reveals, you're not just the, this Matoy's daughter. You're my daughter.
Yeah.
You are the baby that got cast away and...
devastating.
And again, just another twist, which...
honestly, that was bigger... that was a bigger twist than her switching on her mom.
Can I be honest?
Absolutely.
I was not surprised.
Yeah.
You wasn't surprised?
I almost called this out in the first stretch of episodes. I was like...
really?
Because she's like, she's got a dad, and her mom is missing, was never around. It just sort of was like... it makes sense.
But she said her mom was dead. Her mom got killed or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It just sort of... I think
something clicked for me is and I thought back to it, is like when they did the side by side when they were fighting.
Yeah.
They look alike.
They do.
And I was looking like they look like sisters, but then I was like, whatever. But then it came back and I was like, oh, I was fucking right. Because they do that side by side with their faces, they drawn exactly alike.
But I thought that's just how sometimes Japanese animation is. Like they draw people that look like all the Saiyans look alike, even though they're not related.
True. Yeah.
So it was just, I thought it was one of those type things. Because when I first watched this anime a long time ago, I was like, oh shit!
I don't know. I there was something about it, just their relationship, that to me I thought, okay, I could see this happening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't for sure, but especially the fact that she had a dad, she had definite answers about what had happened to her dad, and things with the mom I thought were very purposely left nebulous.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, with Satsuki, it was sort of the same thing with her dad.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, the dad's dead, and we kind of see him in some flashbacks. Obviously, the dad didn't look alike, and they touch on how that happened later.
Yeah.
But I thought they were drawn very similarly. One had a mom, one had a dad, and, that didn't work out, vice versa. It just, to me, I was like, if they end up doing it, I wouldn't be surprised. And they did.
Rob is not out here getting fooled for sure.
But that was a big reveal, at which point, after that, Satsuki's just like, I'm not out of the fight yet.
Yeah.
She has another plan on top of all this. She's got tucked away somewhere in her underpants. Mm. She's got this.
That's,
this
that was, I was thinking, too, is like, where the fuck did that trigger come from? Like,
yeah.
She embedded it in just that spot in the wall.
And then how didn't she find it when she was rubbing her pussy? Like,
right? Where were you keeping this? Right.
I mean, up her ass. Yeah. You know, a lot of people keep crack at. They keep drugs at. They keep it up their ass.
So, prison wallet. That's what they call it, you know?
So she hit that low squat, that push. That detonator came out.
Just such an occasion.
Yeah.
I mean, if all times to put something in your ass, that's a drastic, you know, drastic times call for drastic.
And
measures.
That's the thing. High stakes here. You know, the world is at stake. You got to do what you got to do. So she blows the whole place up at this point, and chaos ensues from here. Because also, what I forgot to mention, while this whole betrayal reveal is going on with Satsuki, her people, her sewing club have infiltrated the Revix compound to where the primordial life fiber is. They were trying to freeze the whole thing.
Yeah.
And that didn't really work out.
Yeah.
It kind of, you know, pushed back against them and sent her sewing club running. And then all the covers started coming out of hiding.
Yeah.
And started latching onto people, grabbing them up, you know, start turning into these, you know, independent sort of suits with these zombie-like faces on them. It was fucked up.
Yeah.
So while all this chaos is going on, Satsuki blows the whole stadium up and people just kind of scatter.
Yeah.
And then they cut to 1 month later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At this point, in 1 month, a lot has changed.
Yeah.
You know, it's become this Terminator style sort of landscape where
post-apocalyptic,
the Mako's brothers running through, you know, the slums and stealing food, trying to dodge these roaming suits that are searching for people to absorb for fuel and shit.
Yeah.
And he gets backed into a corner by a few of them when Nonon appears and saves him. And so she and the other Elite Four, they reveal very shortly after, have all now joined Nudist Beach.
Yeah.
And they've basically formed this resistance against Revix and the pervy mom.
It's funny seeing Irigama Gori's big ass, like,
how big is he supposed to be, by the way?
I don't know.
They draw him massive, like he's like 6'11",
he's
7 foot something.
He's got, at one point, he grabs, I think it's Mako or Mako's brother, like by the shoulders with just his pointer finger and his thumb.
Yeah.
And he's just, and when, in the flashback too with Satsuki, when they make the deal, she shakes his whole pointer finger with her hand.
Yeah.
He's so big that his scale is constantly changing. Just
like, because at one point, it's like he's probably like 11 feet when he's like yelling at you, and then he's, you know, I don't know.
At the very, it's like freaking power levels in Dragon Ball Z is just
all over the place.
All over the place.
So they bring him in, and you find out that very quickly they explain that Satsuki is still with her mom. She's being kept prisoner. Mm. Ryoko has been in a coma since having her heart pulled out.
Yeah.
And hasn't recovered.
Be in a coma.
Which, you know, you got to sleep that off.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Take some time to recover from that. Open heart surgery.
The Elite Four have been doing all they can to bring in, you know, any sort of, you know, refugees, people that are being, anybody that's been, you know, targeted by these suits. The Revix people have just been hunting people down and bringing them in for their covers and trying to grow their army. Mako at some point was absorbed by one of the suits and is missing at this point.
Yeah.
So with Nudist Beach sort of on the defensive, and we get a scene where Daredevil is trying to get a bunch of people onto a helicopter to get him out of there, and a bunch of covers show up, and he dons the his Goku uniform, and he's really the only one that still has it, and we kind of see why, because he gets into a fight with some of these covers, and they just he's all like beat up, his Goku uniform's kind of in tatters, and before long they just destroy the whole thing, and he's left naked. At which point a bunch of like kind of high school bully types, which one of them looked like he was drawn almost exactly like Kurama, or not Kurama, the dude from Yu Yu Hakusho. He had the whole fucking bully thing. What the hell is his name? We just watched the show like a couple months ago, right? Kuwabara.
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 Kuwabara. One of those dudes looks straight up like Kuwabara. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they all get eaten up by the suits, and they just cough the weapons back out as Daredevil and the few refugees that he's able to save go back to the Nudist Beach HQ. That's where we get the download on the situation, you know, that, you know, everything is kind of fucked right now.
Yes. Yeah.
And they cut to Hanoji Academy, where the mom has... Satsuki tied up, you know, in this sort of birdcage thing, hanging by her shackles. Her feet can't even touch the ground.
It's on some military, you know, Guantanamo Bay type shit.
Oh, yeah,
that's one of those tactics. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Waterboarding her ass.
Yeah, so she's hanging, feet dangling.
Yeah, and she kind of explains how she figures that her father must have, or well, her husband, I guess, faked his death when they tried to assassinate him, ran away with Ryoko, and kind of had her. I mean, he did raise her, sort of. He sent her off to those boarding schools, which we know, you know, Ryoko didn't like, but it was to keep her safe.
Low-key train her a little bit.
And low-key train her. Absolutely. Yeah. But also because eventually he knew that, you know, Revix was going to show up for him, and they did.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he was right, but he also, you know, had the plastic surgery.
Yeah, he fucked himself all up.
You know, broke his fucking back or whatever.
Yeah. He turned himself into a senior citizen.
Pretty much.
At 35.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm going to be 90.
Yeah. But that, and that whole time, and she's spanking her daughter. It's still, it's weird.
It's mad weird. What's making me upset about this? She's spanking her daughter. And her daughter's just kind of, she's not going, ow.
No. She's just taking it.
And she's just looking straight. You know, like I said, maybe because Sachi says a boss-ass chick. You know,
she doesn't
want to
give her the satisfaction.
Yeah. She's just sitting there just taking them spankings. It was very uncomfortable.
It was weird.
Yeah.
It was very weird.
I'm glad I saw it. Like, and that's the benefit of me watching it, you know, recently. Like, when stuff like that happens, I can just be like, skip.
Because I forgot, like, I seen it years ago, so I forgot certain scenes.
Yeah. Right.
And in certain things, probably I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at that point, they cut back to the Nudist Beach base, and the tech guy has hacked into the Hanoji Academy feed and sees that this is all going on, that they have Lady Sasuke, that she's alive. But also that they're sending a bunch of covers towards them. Yeah. They also kind of touch on briefly, the Nudist Beach guys say, so if you guys were against Revix this whole time, why the fuck did you attack us?
Yeah.
And they say, well, you know, Lady Sasuke, we had to keep things secret. And the more people you bring in on that, the more chances there are for leaks, which... Okay, true. I get that. That's very true. But they did spend a lot of time weakening people that eventually would be able to help them.
Yeah.
Very true.
And they also said, too, that they told Ryuko is like, we just wanted to make sure you were worthy, like strong enough to be even with us.
Right.
If we can beat you, then you have no match for her.
Yeah,
which is true.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that. I get why they're trying to. And clearly, she was trying to level her up. It makes sense if you look at it when she's just like, oh, you got to fight each of my club leaders.
Yeah.
Of course, she's trying to just, you know, level her up, grind her levels.
But I think it's funny. It's like, what if she would have died? Like,
then I guess that's that.
You ain't worthy, bitch.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
Simple as that.
It's next.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You weren't worthy for the fight. So, exactly. Next.
Yeah. So at that point, Revix, they kind of further their plan where they activate their shit all over the world, and they start to get their plan into motion, where they send off a bunch of covers to go snake out basically the rest of the Nudist Beach people, and send them to the where they're hiding out. And the Elite Four, they go out. I mean, Nudist Beach has been developing some technology in the meantime.
Yeah.
They've developed this giant cannon thing, which they think can suck people out of the uniforms.
Right. Yeah.
Which they say is the benefit of that is twofold. They destroy one of the covers, and they also increase their numbers.
Yeah.
So they're pumped about that, understandably.
Right.
So these covers all show up. The Elite Four go out there in their Nudist Beach configuration, right, and they start bringing the fight. And they're holding their own for a while, and saving some of the club captains, actually, that I believe are in the covers. And Mako, is also one of the people that they save. While that's going on, Ryoko actually wakes up from her coma and sees all the shit that's going on. And before putting on Senketsu, jumps out into the fight and just starts cutting shit down. One hit KOing all these
like
covers.
They did it in one strike. She did it in one strike.
Yeah. Like a ton of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then even like at one point, even slices up some fucking buildings way off in the goddamn
distance. Yeah, it was a monster move.
Yeah. She comes out hot.
And it was dope too, because she had that cover over her. And I thought that was dope.
Yeah, it's a cool look.
Honestly, her everything besides like the tight suit has been dope on her.
Yeah.
When the suit is not tight, when she has that cover, when she's running around with just the scarf on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
no, it's a cool look. And at that point, Senkatz comes out and is like, cool, throw me on. Let's go take these guys out. And she turns around and says, no, I'm never wearing you again. Even just looking at you pisses me off because you're just a reminder of who I am, which is not human.
Right.
You know, I'm just like you. I'm a weapon that's been trying to be used, and I'm just a pawn in this whole game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm never going to wear you again is what she tells him.
Yeah.
And takes off to go take on the mom and Nui. Who send some weird life fiber. Like, they kind of show up in these holograms, sort of. It's not a hologram, but it's like these life fibers that sort of take on their shape and just say, oh, if you want some of this, like, you know where to find us.
Right.
You want that smoke.
Pretty much.
Come on.
And she does. She takes the bait immediately.
She never backed down from smoke, ever.
Yeah. So Ryoko takes off without taking Senketsu. Mako decides that she has to take off after her with Senketsu because she's going to need him eventually.
Yeah.
And the Elite Four, seeing that Lady Satsuki has been, you know, that she's still alive and that she's been sharpening her, you know, bladed toenails and that she's ready to break out, are just like, all right, now's the time. Let's strike in the middle of this chaos and try to get her
Morse code or something, didn't she? Like, to
She was tapping on the ground.
Yeah. Like, I'm ready, bitch.
Get me out of here.
I think it's cool, too, is when she was in there with her mom and her mom was talking to her. She was like, she was even giving her props like, oh, you know that people, you know, it takes 20 years for the covers to kind of, you know, assimilate themselves in somebody and make them weaker. So you went and got everybody that was under 20 to go against me because there'd be a better fight against the covers than older people.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the whole part of the Hinoji Academy was to build people's resistance to the life fibers.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, part of her master plan is pretty smart.
It was good. Yeah. And I guess that's why they didn't bump him up to college level too, like I said earlier. Is like, put him in college so it can be like less perverted, but then that would kind of ruin the story of.
It would sort of negate that. Yeah. So Ryoko does, you know, charge into Hinoji Academy, the ruins of, and starts to fight against Nui at first. And she is real pissed off and runs her right through at first. And at first, Nui's kind of playing along like she's super hurt. But then she's just like, nah, I'm good. Let me show you something. And pulls out her own heart.
Yeah.
And shows her it's just like.
We're heart sisters.
Yeah. We're the same.
Yeah.
That basically Nui is not necessarily the third daughter, but the third experiment of trying to merge humans and life fibers together.
Yeah.
And that she was created and birthed from a womb of life fibers.
Yeah. Right. But she can't. She can't wear the suit.
She can't wear Kamui because the life fibers in her reject even more, or reject the clothing life fibers.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's kind of just a way for them to be like, well, that's why we couldn't be, why we couldn't make her even stronger, why she couldn't wear a Kamui.
Thank goodness.
I mean, she was already a beast on her own.
Yeah,
she should be next level.
Yeah, they made her, I think, I low-key think they kind of made her too strong, because she's never threatened until we'll get later on, but she's damn near hasn't been threatened this whole time.
Not really, no.
And she's
no.
just whimsical about the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's what's pissing me off. I'm tired. You ain't gonna be laughing at my face, yo.
Yeah. Right.
When I'm trying to whoop your ass, I'm sitting there chopping you up, stabbing you, just like, you keep trying, but you know this doesn't work, right? I'm like, yo, man.
Like when Blind Dude came and Daredevil came and he was like, I'm going that faster than the speed of light. And then the fucking nerd was like, oh.
You can't go faster than physically.
Shut your ass up, bro.
You know what I'm trying to say.
This is my moment, bro.
Well, actually.
Right? But then she came, she was hitting him 1,000, like 1,000 swords. And she was like, oh, yeah. And then she was like, all right, bro, chill out.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, she's
that ain't shit.
She's not impressed.
Not at all.
So while they're having this fight, the Elite Four, well, actually, Satsuki, she kind of busts her own way out of prison. She takes her one toenail and fucking cuts her chains off and is running through there and just basically destroying all of these covers with her toenails.
Slicing them up.
Sick.
That's disgusting.
And she gets off to the roof. She's got nothing but her toenails. She's completely naked during all of this fight.
Chained up naked.
Chained up naked and still doing work. But she gets out to the rooftop where the Elite Four kind of come down and grab her off the rooftop and save her, whisk her away. Mako and Senketsu, they do get there, but they aren't able to save Ryoko in time. She gets brought in by the mother and Nui, and they basically tie her up with a bunch of different life fibers so she can't move, and then the mother infiltrates her mind and alters her memories.
Yeah.
And brainwashes her to joining their side.
Yeah.
Then she gives her Junkets and yeah. says that you'll be able to connect with this Kamui
yeah. mm-hmm.
more than your sister ever was able to
yeah.
because you have the life fibers inside of you, and you'll have a more pure connection than she ever did.
And that whole dream sequence of when she was brainwashed, it was weird too, because it's like her growing up with her mom, you know, with
yeah,
her, with
yeah.
her
as if the mother had raised her.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's like, oh, she goes all the way up from to she getting married, and she's like,
yeah,
it's your wedding day. And then they go, she goes and hugs her and stuff, and then that's when she, you know, wakes up and takes the Junkets.
Yeah. And so she's ready to she's been totally brainwashed. She's ready to go after Nudist Beach. On the flip side of that, back at Nudist Beach HQ, Satsuki has returned, and there's a little bit of time for a rest and relaxation, but very soon after that, they're like, something's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's coming in fast, and it's Ryoko. Mm-hmm. And
more intense.
Way yeah. more intense.
Jesus Christ. She's been intense this whole damn 20-something episodes.
Seriously. She stays at 10.
If she
yeah.
didn't have life fibers around her heart, then
Jesus
shit,
right?
She had a stroke.
But without really much option, Satsuki's just like, okay, well, she's here in the Kamui. I guess the only thing for me to do is throw on Senkets and try to fight fire with fire and
right.
see what we can do.
Yeah, dangerous move, but...
Yeah, because she can't understand Senkets. She,
yeah.
They can't bond completely at
right.
this point. But they got to do what they got to do, because otherwise it's just die.
Which is crazy, too, to watch them have on each other's suits, basically.
I thought she looked doper in Senkets than Ryoko kind of did. At least when it's, like, fully on her.
Yeah.
I just, like, I don't know, maybe just her look with, like, the longer hair.
Yeah.
And then, like, because, you know, I feel like Sasuke looks kind of like, the whole time kind of looks like, maybe the way they drew her eyes looks a little more dangerous, I guess.
Yeah.
I hated how Ryoko looked in her.
Oh, yeah.
It looked like some
carry shit. Like,
yeah.
Really scary. Like, I don't know. It looked like she was like
mad
Crash
bulky,
and
too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't
yeah,
like it.
Junkets in general, I don't like the design of as much.
Yeah. And, yeah. Maybe that's what it is, too. It's Junkets in general. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, you just see a new look. You know, it's like you haven't seen her in it, so it looks good on her just because, like, you've seen Ryoko in it for the past 20
right.
episodes. So it's
yeah.
like, oh, this is new, you know?
Yeah, it's like, what was that one episode of Power Rangers where the Red Ranger got the Green Ranger's
oh,
like,
yeah.
shield or
and
whatever?
And he had
yeah.
it on. That shit was weird, though.
Yeah, no, it's kind of like, what? What's happening?
Yeah.
It's very bizarre. But so they start getting into the fight, and I mean, Sasuke's trying her best. It's not really working out.
Yeah,
no. Ryoko's really got her on the ropes. And,
yeah.
and to make things worse, all the covers start showing up.
Yeah.
And... They Nudist Beach does have a plan for this. I mean, they have a bunch more of these suction vacuums ready to go, at which the Elite Four start using, and that's when they start breaking out a lot more of the club captains and salvaging a lot more life fibers while this other big fight's going on.
Mm.
Ryoko is really... they're not really able to do anything. Nui also shows up and starts fucking people up as well, if I remember right. You know, laughing the whole way.
Yeah.
But... Satsuki is kind of like, she turns to Mako and Senkets and says, I can make an opening for you. You have to get inside of, somehow find a way to get inside Ryoko's mind and break this spell or whatever the fuck that she's under.
Well, she gave the plan to Mako on her hand or something like that.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so she gave the plan.
Because she's an idiot because she knows I'm going to fuck this up.
Yeah,
yeah
that's yeah. right. Because who is it? Was it the homeroom teacher? Was it Irigamagori says to Mako, like, oh, I'm so impressed that you were
yeah,
able to do to remember all this.
Yeah.
It's like, ah, oh, she wrote it on my hand, actually.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. But so when there's an opening, Senkets and Mako are able to get in. They don't really explain how this works, but they kind of jump into her armor.
Yeah.
They jump into it's like some sort of opening in the armor of Junkets and are able to get inside of her like dreamlike fantasy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are with her while she's up on the altar about to get married and
yeah.
are, and kind of say, hey, this isn't fucking real.
Yeah.
And Ryoko's mad about this at first because she has this happy life now, or she thinks she does, and doesn't want to give that up. But they show her just how fake it is because the husband just like topples over and he's like
yeah.
fucking fake made out of cardboard or some shit. And they tell her, yeah, if you want to come at us, you can come at us, but you know, this isn't real.
Yeah.
And she does attack them at first, but I guess something in her mind registers that this is fake. And she's able to basically expel Mako and Senketsu. They fall out. And Nui is laughing this whole time, of course, saying, you know, ha, 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 like, we've run her over to our side. You'll never break it. You know, you can't tear that Junketsu off of her. It's been, you know, forged to her skin with life fibers. If you tear it off, it's going to kill her. Well, as soon as she says that, Ryoko just starts tearing the fucking thing off.
Yeah.
And
like Hulk Hogan and shit.
Come on, brother.
And speaking of Carrie, this is a true Carrie moment because she blood is everywhere. This is like a Kill Bill sort of, you know, Quentin Tarantino type moment. She's just literally drenched in blood, and says that she's done with this shit. The way they drew it was kind of crazy too, because it looked like pieces of her skin were like torn off. Which is kind of brutal. But she says, "All right, I'm gonna wear Senketsu and I'm never taking them off again," which is maybe a little bit too much,
right?
But I get the sentiment. So she comes back around and she puts on Senketsu, and at first Nui's not really worried. In fact, she's kind of like, "Well, you just gave me both ends of the scissor blade," because Ryoko reveals that she's back by throwing her scissor blade her fucking back and nailing her to the side of the ship.
Oh, it was so dope,
which is crazy.
Yeah.
But she's like, "Hey, I got both scissor blades now," and she comes at Ryoko with both scissor blades.
Right.
And Ryoko catches those hands and like holds onto him and just starts kneeing her in the face.
Yeah.
Takes the scissor blades back and then cuts her arms off.
Yeah.
And at first, Nui's not really worried about it, but and this is where we kind of see the purpose of the scissor blades, that if you cut the life fibers from both ends at the same time, like scissors, that's the way that you can actually sever them. And that's what prevents Nui from healing her arms this time.
Yeah. Right.
And the arms disappear. And Nui's freaked out. Yeah. This is the first time we see her shook.
Yeah.
I got no arms, bitch.
it was great, though. But yeah, she was panicking like crazy.
For real.
And
her people pull her out, which, and you can tell she's panicked, because then she turns around and she's like, "You don't save me. You don't fucking save me, okay?
She was pissed,
I will fucking kill you if you save me again."
Right. What arms, bitch?
Right.
You gonna headbutt me to death, bitch?
Fuck right out of here. Yeah. And she's just like, "You take me back to HQ. I'm going to finish up the mother's, she's going to finish up her last kamui, the last, you know, life fiber piece of artwork. And then, you know, she's going to teach him a lesson for saving my life. I'll teach you for saving me."
Mm.
Meanwhile, at Nudist Beach, they've kind of scored a big victory here.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they saved a ton of their club captains. They have all these life fibers, at which point Satsuki's tailor guy starts going to work and says, "You know, I'm just going to start making the last Goku uniforms I'm ever going to make.
Mm.
I'm going to make them for everybody." And he basically starts remaking all of the old Goku uniforms, but upgraded for you know, the Elite Four, all the club captains, remakes Mako's Fight Club uniform, remakes it all.
Yeah.
Because at this point, the mother also activates her end game and starts this, the global takeover of, well, no, I guess it isn't the whole global takeover, but she does launch the primordial life fiber.
Yeah.
It becomes this giant sort of ship thing.
Yeah. This big ass,
I don't know, some dick. Sort of
lava of a ship, yeah.
Some sort of lava dick ship thing takes up out of the underground from the earth and starts heading towards Hinoji Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, Satsuki reveals that her plan must be to connect to the mainframe at Hinoji Academy, which will activate the satellite up in space, which will activate all of the Revix clothing all over the world.
Mm.
Which, and here's where I'm just like, all right, this is where your plan has got a little bit of a flaw. Because if she knew this is what her mother was going to do, and you have this dude on your team that's, you know, a tech whiz, why not just like put a virus in that shit?
Right.
Why Very even true. Allow for, put in some backdoor shit where, okay, yeah, go ahead, get to Hinoji Academy, activate that whole thing, and then put a virus in there so when that thing starts, it just blows up everything and destroys the satellite or some shit.
Yeah.
Why even allow for this mechanism to stay in place? But that's, you know.
Rob should have been a tech guy.
Yeah.
Rob should have been.
I would have had a doper uniform.
Way better.
Would have been way better. I would have had a plan for this shit. That's all I'm saying. So The mother starts her slow trek over to Hinoji Academy, and Nudist Beach. They start their final end game as well, where you have, you know, Ryoko and Senketsu are rejoined. They took Junketsu and reforged him with some of the life fibers from Senketsu, and also some of Ryoko's blood, and also putting in some of Satsuki's blood, and trying to, I guess, because Junketsu, I guess the motivation for Junketsu is a little muddled. It's not, he's never shown any sort of you know, intelligence like Senketsu has.
Yeah.
But obviously, it's as far as intelligent clothing, it's been on the mother's side this whole time.
Yeah.
Right. Which is another thing where, how did the mother not know more about her daughter's plan if this clothing, and well, I guess they never truly merged.
Yeah, and they never truly merged, and maybe they can't understand each other.
I guess so.
You never hear Junketsu talk, right?
Never.
You never heard him speak at all.
So the two sisters, they do kind of have this moment where they kind of, Satsuki, I guess, she does apologize.
Yeah.
She apologizes and says, you know, I'm sorry for all of this deception. It's just what I had to do.
Yeah.
But if you want to punch me, go ahead. Yeah. And and Ryoko goes for it at first, but the Elite Four get in her way and kind of take the beating for her. And even then, they kind of realize, oh, you're not punching us as hard as you can. I guess we're all friends now.
Yeah.
It's all that issue.
And they kind of have this moment, too, where they say, you know, she realizes that she was trying to make everybody the same, but kind of what makes the world and people beautiful is that everybody and their differences, and everybody can be kind of weird and crazy like Mako and her family. You don't need to be these rigid sort of people like the Elite Four.
Yeah.
You know, you can be happy, and there's got to be some sort of, there's got to be something in the middle, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway. So they have that moment. It's sort of a sweet moment, I guess, but I'll get to, we'll touch on that later, I think, with our wrap up thoughts. But so the ship is on its way to Hinoji Academy, and they want to intercept it. So Ryoko and Satsuki head for that, while the while Mako and the rest of Nudist Beach kind of hunker down on their ship, the Naked Soul.
It's a little blade itself too, the ship.
Yeah, it is.
The ship is a blade. Yeah.
And they're kind of waiting for the shit to go down, because before it gets to Hinoji Academy, the ship heads for the primordial life fiber heads for the Naked Soul first to just wipe out the rest of Nudist Beach. So the two sisters head to have the confrontation with the mother, and they're having this dope fight, but they really can't stand up to her, and it kind of looks like they're really, they're not going to be able to beat her.
The mom, at
the end of the day, the mom's a beast, even though she's a freak
and perverted,
freak and incest monster. She's a monster when it comes to fighting, though. She's giving them the business one hand apiece.
I mean, they're coming at her from both sides, and she's just like deflecting it, you know,
while talking shit.
I
ain't shit, right?
And laughing,
and laughing
the whole time.
Yeah.
And she does say that at one point that the two sisters kind of say, "All right, we need to come up with a plan." And they decide to come at her from two different angles. And when Ryoko goes at her, the mother catches her and it looks like cuts her straight in half.
Yeah.
And even everybody on the ship at that point kind of thinks that Ryoko's done.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I even was like, when I watched it, I was like, God damn.
Yeah.
Because didn't she get the scissor blades?
And that's what she has her own scissor blades.
Yeah, she has her own scissor blades, and she cuts her
ass. Because, you know, Ryoko has the scissor blades.
Yeah.
But, and also... Satsuki has her swords broken in half, but reforged into like basically a longer blade and kind of a dagger sort of deal.
Yeah.
And then the mother has the two sewing needles blades, and she uses the sewing needle blades to cut Ryoko in half. And it seems like she's dead, but Satsuki charges her mother. The mother catches her by the throat and is giving her, you know, the end of the world speech.
Yeah.
You never fucking stood a chance, that sort of thing. You know, what were you fucking
brat.
Thinking? Yeah. And, but she reveals, you know, hey, we had a plan all along, at which point, Ryoko, reveals that she's fine because she didn't have all of her, you know, life fibers severed somehow.
Right.
Not really sure how that worked because obviously they were saying that the scissors were based off of that needle design.
Right.
So why wouldn't the needles have severed her completely? I don't know, but it didn't. It worked out.
It did. I think she did something where she got out the way or something a little bit, so it didn't get all of them.
They said she blocked it, sort of.
Some weird shit.
It was a little convenient.
Good writing.
Yeah. And so Ryoko uses that opening to strike the mother and then go straight for the heart of the primordial life fiber. Mm. Meanwhile, the damage on the ship has been quite substantial, and Ryoko is trying to destroy the core of this thing, but can't quite make it. And they want to use the ship to help out, but the engines are starting to burn out, at which point Mako, wearing her Fight Club uniform, goes down into the engine room, and all the other captains jump on as well, and they start kind of spinning this thing like a hamster wheel
and
send the engine into overdrive and send it shooting straight at the core.
Yeah.
And with Ryoko and the ship, they're able to sever the thing and destroy the ship, and it crashes into the earth.
Right.
The mother, of course, is pissed.
Right, super.
Super pissed.
As she should be.
And she heads for the academy and is just like, then I'll go do it my damn self.
Right.
You know, I don't need the ship. I've got other ways of doing this. So she goes to the Hinoji Academy and kind of erects this shield. It looks like a life fiber condom, around this sort of communication device or whatever that's supposed to go up to the satellite.
A lot of sexual innuendos.
A lot of sexual innuendos in this show. Mm. So everybody congregates at the at Hinoji Academy, and you've got the Elite Four with their new Goku uniforms, which are sort of like a mix between their old Goku uniforms and their nudist beach shit.
Yeah.
I kind of like these.
Yeah, they're all right.
I honestly do wish they covered a little more, to be honest. Because whenever I see that much nudity in armor, I'm just like, I don't buy it.
Right.
You know, I'm just like that's not projected. The protecting shit.
Right. True.
Yeah. Very true.
And, but I mean, it's an all right design, I guess.
Yeah,
I like the ones before this is probably their best ones.
I agree.
The white and gold were fire.
Yeah, I like those ones a lot.
Yeah.
I will say this was at least as far as the tech guy, this was probably his best uniform.
Yeah, finally, because
they kind of threw out all the hacking stuff and were just like, okay, you're Spider-Man now.
Right.
They gave him like the Spider-Man eyes. He had like web shooters. He was cutting people up with webs and stuff. Which makes sense, I guess, if it's, you know, the internet, the web.
Yeah.
I guess that must be what it was.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. they over here dropping knowledge and gems.
It's punny as shit on the show. So they're having this final showdown on the on top of this life fiber condom type deal.
True.
And Mako's there giving her usual speech about how they have to all get together and and do what they have to do to overthrow the evil. And Nui says at that point that she's just fucking sick and tired of this shit.
Yeah.
She takes her new arms, which are composed of life fibers, given to her by the mother.
Yeah.
The mother gave her new arms, and she turns them into blades and tries to stab Mako, but Iragamagori gets right in the way, saves her life, and kind of tells him, you know, remember me.
Right.
Finish it for me. And they all, you know, a single tear goes down their face. And they have to do it for Gamagori. Mm. So they go after the mother and the communication device, which they have to destroy. The Elite Four go after the communication device, and the rest, and I guess Ryoko and Sasuke go after the mother and Nui. It looks like it's going to go well at first, but until the mother activates a sort of control device, which allows her to basically shut down all of the Goku uniforms.
Yeah. Which, why didn't she do that in the first place?
From the start.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Arrogance, kindness. I don't know.
Right. Well, she's wearing the new uniform at this point, right?
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Maybe it's just an ability of her new uniform.
It is because the new uniform shuts it down, not the whole...
Right.
And
at this point too, her whole Kamui is activated and is powered by her assistant. Is like
is
the
she
person.
Black?
She is black.
She is.
Yeah.
And
okay, yeah,
she is fucking dedicated.
Yeah.
To be able to like.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Just you can swallow me up and use me as your power source to take over the world. Sure. Why not?
Did she fight at all during that?
She had little moments, but she wasn't doing like no.
She fought earlier on in the sports exhibition or whatever.
They tried to hop on the ship, and she was like,
she gave a little bit of people some business.
She got fucked up every time she tried to get into a fight. People were like, no. No, she just got kind of knocked aside every time.
Yeah.
I don't remember her doing.
She didn't do much
of anything effective. Yeah. But during this fight, Ryoko says, all right, well, you know, I'm a human life fiber hybrid. I don't really fall into that. I still have some powers left. Let me try to fight, you know, these guys while we figure out what's going on. Senketsu, also during this, somehow is able to communicate with Satsuki.
Yeah.
And realizes that, which I don't really know, maybe because...
Is it
because
of blood or something like that?
They exchanged some of the blood with Junketsu.
Yeah.
Now they're sort of linked as well. But he realizes that means that he too, being a human sort of human Kamui hybrid, mm-hmm. he too is able to not be affected by the by the mind control sort of field, and uses this opportunity to, I forget exactly how he does it, but he attacks the mother and blasts a hole in her, which blows her assistant out and destroys the effectiveness of her ultimate Kamui.
Yeah. Right.
And that allows the Elite Four, allows everybody to reactivate their Goku uniforms.
We're back.
And they go in on the communication device. And while they can't get in, because the whole thing is guarded by the life fiber shield, that's when Iragamaguri comes back and she's like, I had a shield underneath the whole time, which goes back to, I guess, his, that flashback.
Yeah, his family's
like, okay, I guess they did establish that up front.
As,
so.
As a comedian,
I was like, callback.
Yeah, I respect that callback.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I do respect it that at least they established it up front that this was something he did. So he rips that open while meanwhile the two nudist beach dudes take their DTR, is that what it was called?
So trash. Even the new one that they made
is so stupid.
It's still in prototype form.
And it didn't do anything useful. They didn't show it doing any kind of cool
fighting.
Usually
when it's like that, it's like, okay, you have a moment of where like, it can shine and be like, damn, this is the new prototype? Oh, shit.
Nah. Yeah.
No.
I just hate how it's even set up, how they got to land. That's not even it's not even convenient for them, the way they're laid up in there.
Yeah. It's not even functional. It's not like a mech that you can get in and then control. It's like, oh, I'm going to just put 3/4 of my body into it and I can't use my arms. Yeah. Like,
it's super lame. It's super lame. It's like, I was describing it to my girlfriend. I was like, it seems like just tongs holding a hot dog. That's all this suit really is.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what it needs to be called.
Fucking lame. And the only useful thing it does is at this point when Gamaguri opens up the shield with his pure strength, they just throw the thing into it to be destroyed.
Yeah.
It just self-destructs and destroys the communication device, which then allows them to interrupt the communication with the satellite, and now the life fibers can't activate their worldwide signal.
Right.
Which again, the mother's now like, fuck this. I got another plan on top of that. This woman...
plans on plans.
She's got a plan A, B, C, D,
she's got
all
the whole
way.
Evil person locked down.
Yeah.
Like the villain... She got that. Usually villains, 1, 2, 3, after that third plan, it's like, all right, bro, you guys got me. But like, she's like, no, nah, bitch, I got 10 of these at least.
Absolutely. Yeah. She's got the whole alphabet, you know? So she says, all right, well, then I'm just going to take off into space. I'm just going to go, you know, do this stuff myself. I'm going to go up there and hardwire into this thing and get the takeover that way. So she heads up into space and everybody else is kind of stuck standing around looking at each other like, well, shit, what are we going to do now?
Right.
But at that point, they, I don't remember whose idea it is, but they come up with the idea that Senketsu can absorb all of the Goku uniforms and all of the powers.
Yeah.
So Senketsu absorbs Junketsu, absorbs all of the club captains, all of the Goku uniforms, and gives Ryoko a very similar sort of Kamui look to what her mother has.
Yeah.
And they're able to also blast off into
space. Yeah, they went up there,
And she, kind of Dragon Ball Z style, she has like the blonde hair now.
Yeah.
Like,
think about this. She absorbs all the Goku uniforms and turns Super Saiyan.
Yeah,
like she's a Super Saiyan.
Yeah,
in this shit. She's literally
because they
like
have
Super
the gold with the red trimming and stuff on.
Yeah.
Honestly, I didn't even really think about it that way, but that's absolutely true. So she does
respecting the OGs.
Yeah, so she goes Super Saiyan with the Goku uniforms and heads off into space and has this fight with her mom. And the mom does activate the satellite.
Yeah.
And everywhere around the world, all the clothes start eating people up and kind of puts the a worldwide blanket. Of life fiber all over the planet.
I always love in shows when the villain wins. Like,
yeah,
I always love that moment.
Like, they do.
Yeah.
They do win. And because that's, they do explain, which I don't think I mentioned, the plan of the life fibers, what they do, how they procreate, mm-hmm. is they go throughout the galaxy, right? And they pick a species that they evolve, and then from there, blanket the entire planet in, you know, a giant life fiber, suck all the energy out of it, and when all the energy's gone, the planet explodes.
Yeah.
And sends the life fibers everywhere to find more planets.
Yeah.
Which I would say to Keenan, like, in the long run, the life fibers are probably doing all right.
Yeah. I'm sure in their fight, they're on top right now.
Yeah.
In the overall universal fight.
Yeah. Winning. Yeah.
Yeah. Because not every place is going down like Earth. Like, right. You know, they don't have Goku uniforms and that shit.
Yeah.
They don't all have like a Lady Satsuke.
Yeah.
So at this moment, you know, where the bad guys have won.
Right.
Ryoko is kind of throwing her all at her mom and just kind of eating it.
Yeah.
Like she's just getting worked over, getting stabbed and ripped apart, healing again, getting stabbed, ripped apart, healing again.
Right.
And the mother saying, like, I can do this all day.
Right.
At which point,
I got time today.
Right. But Ryoko says, you know, I don't really think you understand what's happening. You're actually getting weaker and weaker as Senketsu is absorbing all of these blows.
Yeah.
And that's really what his design is all along. And that's what he's been doing each time he defeats one of these Goku uniforms. He's absorbing their powers and absorbing those life fibers and supposedly raising his ability to absorb powers, which... Mm. I wish they had established that a little earlier.
Right.
Yeah. This kind of felt a little tacked on at the end. Yeah. This whole thing, that's what he's doing.
Right.
But
they somewhat allude to it, but not in depth.
Yeah. Right.
Not to the point where like you said, with when Irigamagori in the metal sheet is like, okay, yeah, we get that. But then that one is like, okay, you barely said something about it, but not really.
Yeah. I mean, you do see that obviously Senketsu gets stronger and stronger as the show progresses.
Right.
And obviously they show the life fibers being absorbed, but the fact that they just sort of kind of had that aha moment, they didn't find like a piece of research or something in the lab. Yeah.
Exactly.
Have his old assistant say, oh, this is what Senketsu was for.
Right.
They just sort of came up with it on the spot, it felt like. But it works.
Right.
So they absorb the mother's Kamui and destroy the satellite, and the whole process is reversed. Everybody, and they have this speech that, I mean, they had a couple speeches coming into this episode that felt very sort of moral and like, okay, this is a theme of the show.
Yeah. Right.
And this feels like it's getting something at like a, you know, a moral center to what this show is about.
Right.
This speech really was lackluster for me, honestly, where they just kind of said, people are people,
right,
and clothes are clothes. Yeah. Take whatever from that you will, but it just, that's what we're taking away from this
mad
whole thing.
Mad cheap, mad lazy.
Yeah, they're just like, hey, bro, we got to finish this shit.
Yeah.
Let's tack some shit on.
Yeah, I think they were told, yo, we told you to wrap this shit up in 26 episodes, and you trying to go to 27? No.
Nah.
Yeah.
Clean this shit up.
So at that point, apparently that's enough for the world to separate the people from the clothing, and sets everything back to zero, and the mother's standing there naked in space with her broken ass satellite.
That Ryoko's, sounds like a good show for a TV show, Naked in Space.
Naked in Space. That'd be terrifying. I'm terrified of space as it is. I would not want to be naked in space.
That's the sequel to Dead Space.
No. Yeah. So they're standing up there. Ryoko's up there with her mom and is saying, you know, hey, you lost. I'm going to bring you back with me. Obviously, you got to answer for this shit.
Yeah.
But, you know, we don't have to kill you right now. Let's just come back peacefully and we can figure this out. And the mom's like, no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think I'm good. And kind of says what we were just mentioning, that in the long scheme of things, life fibers are probably coming back.
Yeah.
Because out of all the planets that they've been to, this is probably the exception.
Yeah.
You know, where all the other planets have probably been taken over without an issue.
Yeah.
And eventually the life fibers will be back. And at that point, you know, they'll have their revenge.
They'll be super strong. They'll be stronger.
Oh, yeah. And at that point, that's when she rips out her own heart and just destroys it.
Yeah. Gangsta move.
Which is crazy. Like,
yeah.
You know what? No, fuck it. I'll die the way I want to die.
Yeah.
Right.
And Ryoko, you know, says, all right, well, I guess it's time to get going back, at which point Senketsu says, no, it's a little bit more dire than that. We need to go right fucking now.
Right.
Because he's literally falling apart.
Yeah.
And they start to plummet back to Earth, and Senketsu makes himself into a shield, you know, absorbing all the heat from re-entering the atmosphere. And they have this moment. Again, it's kind of supposed to be, I mean, it's obviously supposed to be a tender moment as they're saying their goodbyes. Mm. And it just sort of was. He just says, it just was sort of silly to me that she's saying, well, yeah, I'm gonna wear way cuter clothes. You'll be so jealous. It's, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just sort of hard. It's definitely a tall order to have a sentimental moment between a character and her clothing.
Right.
I mean, obviously he's been his own character this whole time, but not really at the same time.
Yeah. Exactly.
It just lacked that emotionality for me. Yeah. It didn't really pull at my heart.
Especially like throughout the episodes that they were having such good parts where they was dropping gems.
Yeah.
You would think at the end that'd be like the magnum opus of all the gems. Yeah. And they were just like, nah, bro.
Yeah. It just felt a little flat.
Yeah.
So Ryoko is falling towards the earth. Meanwhile, everybody down there, naked without their Goku uniforms, are standing there waiting for her. Satsuki sees her plummeting towards the earth, and she and Mako run over and catch her and break her fall. And everybody kind of comes in and helps, and I guess shows her that, yeah, she has a family now. Yeah. You know, she has this big naked dog pile of people that support her. And I was telling the Kenan, man, that must have smelled awful.
Yeah.
That was probably the grossest, you know, group hug
of all time. People
don't understand
how people don't fucking bathe. Y'all just battling.
Yeah.
All y'all musty.
Stink.
Very
stink,
musty.
All of y'all musty.
Stink
right
dick,
now.
Stink puss.
Everywhere.
Everything. Stink.
Under titty.
Dick juice.
They've been fighting, sweating for hours.
Oh, no.
Ugh.
Trash.
Just, no, thank you.
Horrible.
And they fat daddy.
Yeah, he don't wash under his stomach. He know that shit.
And that's how the whole thing wraps up. I mean, there's a little bit of an epilogue sort of in the credits that shows that, you know, they had their own sort of life afterwards with Setsuki, Lady Satsuki, Ryoko, and Mako going around town having fun and, you know, kind of being young teenage girls now that they've had captured their lives again. And
right.
Ryoko sort of looks up to the sky and remembers Senketsu, you know, burning up for her, but that's really it.
Yeah.
I mean, and it says the end. I mean, I did see that there is sort of a bonus episode which got released with a DVD, which wasn't on Crunchyroll. I didn't watch it. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
So I guess there is more to Kill la Kill if you want to look for it, but that's where the main story ends.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's a wrap.
And we'll go through our moments about this. For me, rewatching this anime, I realized that it's still dope, but it's not as good as I had pumped it up to be when I first watched it. When I first watched it, I was like, this is just crazy, because it was literally action for damn near 26 episodes.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was intense action the whole time. But rewatching it, I was like, oh, it is still good.
Mm-hmm.
But I have my things. I guess, like, one, we forgot to talk about the weirdest scene in there, the threesome scene.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Yeah. How did we miss that?
Yeah, we missed a fucking incest threesome scene with the mom and
Ryoko and Nui.
And it was just like such a weird. I was just like, yo, I don't even like threesome porn, which is all women, because it's just like this, you know, I need to see some type of penetration. So I'm just like, I was watching this shit. I was
throw
like,
some dick in there.
Yeah, it's like, I got it, because I got to imagine myself as the person anyway. So I'm just sitting there.
How
watching.
Do I fit into this equation?
Exactly. Yeah. It's very selfish, but who gives a fuck?
I can't, I'm going to be honest with you, I can't even think of the scene.
It was a scene. They're like laying down.
Because it was sort of out of context, too, because they showed Ryoko landing on the naked soul with Junkets on.
Yeah.
And then when they started the next episode, it started with them all like rubbing on each other.
Yeah.
Kind of like back at Hinoji Academy before they sent Ryoko back. They kind of did a little bit of a flashback. It was
It wasn't a real thing.
Sort of was real. It was like they were doing the brainwashing shit.
Yeah. It was real.
Oh, when they took her. Oh, when they took her mind over.
Yeah.
And then I got it.
She was on their side, so she wasn't opposed to it.
And then she like kissed Nui. It was like, oh, for good luck.
She was like, what did you make up? She said something like a line where like, when she lacks an experience, she makes a forward technique or something like that.
Yeah.
I was just like, that's just fucking disgusting.
It's so weird.
Yeah, it was
weird.
It's
gross.
And then so for me, I think overall it's still a good anime. As much as I was watching Ryoko act this way and be a brat and a fucking asshole this whole time and angry, I was like, she's just being a teenager. I didn't realize that. I forgot to realize that she's 17. This is how a fucking 17-year-old girl acts.
For
right,
sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, the whole time she's just having this attitude and she's hating her mom, you fucking bitch.
Yeah.
And it's just like, that's how most daughters, like women that I've dated, they had issues with their mothers when they get around that age. And then when they get older, they're just like, mom, you did everything perfect for me. Right. I'm sorry. Right. Type
exactly.
shit.
Yeah.
But like, yeah.
Not this mom, but other moms.
No, that's not, yeah.
This mom.
And she is not an example.
And the fact, like, the whole time, it's like, yo, they should have been trying to kill this bitch from the beginning. She molested both the children.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, it's not a good mom.
Yeah, this mom, but what I will say this, besides, I'll take all that out, if you take all that out, this mom to me, well, the mom in general, she might be one of the dopest villains in anime to me.
Yeah.
Because she played no shit. She was gangster this whole time. She took her own life.
Yeah.
Everything went her way. She planned from, like you said, A to Z.
Right.
Like, she was gangster throughout this whole thing. Got her head chopped off, still talking shit.
The whole time she's talking shit. And it's dope, too, because she came, like, for a villain, to for her to be that much of a dope villain, she came late in the game.
Late in the game.
Yeah.
She was there a little bit, but she didn't come to, like, episode 12, 13, and then took it from there.
And most villains have those sentimental moments where they're like, you know, you were right. You did this. You got me. Blah, blah, blah. She was like, no.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like, nah, I'm going to kill myself. This will come back and win. So I'm not tripping on none of you motherfuckers.
I'm not answering for shit.
No, yeah.
I'm not sorry.
Yeah, exactly. She apologized. She didn't apologize for the molesting.
Nothing.
She apologized.
She at least said, hey, man, you know when I rubbed your titties, it was a little bit.
Yeah.
I may have stepped over some boundaries.
Yeah, yeah. I know when I grabbed your pussy and threw the suit off, I shouldn't have grabbed the pussy. I probably could have slapped the titty again.
Yeah.
None of that.
Nothing.
That was like a Hitler-esque type thing, because you know that's how Hitler died. So it was like,
he just taken
supposedly
his own.
How he died.
Supposedly,
We didn't do. I mean, he just shot himself. He didn't rip his own heart. He didn't do anything as metal as that.
Yeah, he actually kind of went out a little cheap, a little easy.
Yeah.
No, I'm not giving Hitler props on shit.
No, we're not.
No, not at all. I would just wonder if like that was like, oh, like you know, like, she was a tyrant and a dictator and stuff.
Totally.
Yeah, like, you know.
But Rob, what was your overall?
My overall, I mean. I what I appreciate about this anime is they had a story to tell and they wasted no time telling it.
Right.
You know, they had the one recap episode that they, a quote unquote episode that they fit into just the beginning.
And they made fun of it. They knew recap episodes are bullshit.
They made fun of it. It did make me laugh from time to time. I think this, it did have its moments where I was having a lot of fun. And I did have, I think episode 7 where they had the... Both even the filler episodes I thought were pretty good and had something to say.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Both with the episode with the family getting rich, and even I think I found a new appreciation for the episode with the traps. Even with what you were saying, Keenan, about you know that this is kind of or I forget if I think you said it, Keenan, where it was like this is representation of you know. Kids from a bad neighborhood having to do more to get to school and to get an education and to try and be able to prosper. And so I think it had times where we had things to say. It's very difficult for any sort of movie, TV show, whatever, to be super ridiculous like the show was, but also try to be about something and have a moral lesson. Mm. And I think the show had its moments where it tried to do both and sometimes we're more successful than others, but I think there was a ton in this show that they could have taken out.
Yeah.
Namely the incest shit.
Yeah.
That and some of the sexualization where they could have lost it. And I don't think it would have negatively impacted the show at all.
No, I wouldn't have lost. I would have loved the show still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And probably even more. Cause those are things that kind of turn me off about even liking the show as much. Cause like I said, I forgot about some of those scenes and I was just like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like it just made me like, damn, I forgot how much of it that they put in there that was unnecessary.
Yeah. I mean, this wouldn't be a solid... I don't think I would recommend this show to everybody, but, I mean, if I've got a friend that I'm like, oh, you like some weird stuff and you like anime, this might be for you. I mean, the fights are great.
Yeah.
The fights are really cool. I do like the animation style.
Yeah.
I will say that. I thought the animation style was really cool, but it's just... I don't know. It was I thought it was a little bit... In the tone of the show, it was a little all over the place.
Yeah.
Ice.
I think it's one of those things, it's like, you want to say it's one of your favorites, but then you don't want people to give you the side eye. Like, you know,
yes.
It's one of your favorite shows. Like, what about it is your favorite type of thing? Because I think out of the top 10, it'll be in the like 7 to 10 range for me. Like, it's in there for sure. I think it's one of the top 10 best animes that I've watched, just because the length of it is a good length. You know, I think Samurai Champloo could have learned a lot from this.
Agree.
Because that easily, like the arc alone between, you know, Ryuko and Sasuke, that could have been 26 episodes by itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That tour could have been a whole nother 12 episodes easily. Mm-hmm. So I like how they condensed everything. It's overall, it's a good, I think, like what you said too, I was going to say the same thing, is like watching it a second time, like, made me realize, like, okay, you know, this is still dope, but then it make me, you know, you have more time to digest what's going on, because you already know the story.
Yeah.
You already know where it's going. Mm-hmm. So it gives you more time to digest the more intricate parts. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, this is some nasty shit. Like, this is just kind of like when I went back and watched Dragon Ball Z, and it was like, okay, this is, a lot of this shit is some bullshit. Like, the planet is, this 5 minutes of Namek blowing up has been 10 episodes. Like, this is some bullshit. So, like, I think, and it kind of makes me want to go back and rewatch a lot of things. So it's like, okay, is this just a nostalgia thing, or is this really a dope show? And I think Kill la Kill still is dope, but it has some kinks in his armor for sure.
Yeah, and I think I would recommend it if you're into action anime.
Yeah,
like if somebody told me about this and it was like, because I'm more action than anything.
Sure.
Yeah.
So it's action stuffed in there, jam packed. So I mean, yeah, I would give it. I guess we can start doing like a kind of like a thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah.
Type things. Sure. Do we recommend this or not? Just to be like, so I mean, I give it a thumbs up at an angle.
Yeah.
it's at a weird angle, but it's up, but it's not straight. It's at a tilt.
Yeah. Yeah, I give it that. I'm with that. I'm with a tilted thumbs up.
I'm double jointed in my thumb, so I'll give it
the double jointed thumb.
The double jointed. Yeah.
So it's clearly we recommend it, guys. And gals, and it's cool, but just be prepared for some of the overly sexualization of the animes, some incest. Be prepared for that. You can fast forward through it. There's no issue.
You won't miss much.
You won't miss much. The next anime we're gonna start doing is next week is Trigun.
Yeah,
Trigun.
So we're gonna start Trigun next week. So follow along with us, people, man. We're gonna have some fun with that too. Rob, drop your stuff, man.
Yeah, RVDanger44 on Twitter, RVDanger on Instagram.
Ice. The eye exam, THEIYEXAM. Y'all was talking shit about Samurai Champloo.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Real quick.
I'm just real quick. I got into a comment section and I talked shit about Samurai Champloo. And then a whole bunch of fans for Samurai Champloo came and talked shit about me. They said a whole bunch of shit, but here's some of the highlights of it. One person said, "You just signed your death warrant."
Oh my god!
I said, "Ice, you just signed your death warrant." Another person said, "You should visit Sentinel Island, which is where that Christian entity dude.
Yeah,
he visited and got killed.
Hilarious.
They said this one is a black guy. He commented and said, "You're like the one black dude at a Trump rally."
Hashtag, oh, come on!
They're killing you.
Hashtag Kanye West. So yeah.
Yeah, you know what?
That's some of the comments that I got. But I kept asking them, hey, why is Samurai Champloo good? Everybody just talked shit. Didn't really give me no reason outside of the soundtrack and the fight scene. Yeah. So
they're dug in.
You know what's funny? And we're going to wrap this up. I'm going to ask that question too, because I want to see all the people see what they say about this. Because I asked a few, the friends that I asked, you know, I got some comedian friends that love anime. And they said, I was like, yo, so what's good about the anime? And all of them said the same thing that we said was good about it. Yeah. Soundtrack's fire and animation's fire.
No arguments.
Yeah.
I said, what about the story? You got a point. And that's the fucking main part.
That is the point. Right.
That's the point. That's why it's not as good as people. Y'all saying this is like one of the greatest of all time. But I digress. I will ask a question on Facebook. Oh, yeah. Make sure you guys follow us on the Facebook page, Anime Shun. On Facebook, Anime Shun on the Anime Shun podcast on Instagram. And drop us questions. Just hit us up, man. We respond back to everything, man. So show us some love. And thank you for tuning in to another episode of Anime Shun.
Shun out.
Yep.
And so anime was solved forever.